Leadbelly's Lessons. Mr. Haney owned Shreveport's General Store, where a dollar a week brought my 12-year-old frames lift and lunge of barrel and crate across a sawdust floor. Still, he wanted more. See, the guitar refused to get naked with Haney. He would fumble up the seams of its hidden croon, hook, clasp, and bodice of each tune mangled down to a stunted strum. So, he'd quit. He'd hoist bourbon and order me to hoist song, the velvet locomotive of Merrill D. Pum I tote up from the swollen center of guitar, its catch and slide caught between palms and cradled across Louisiana starlight. His bottle and scowl grew louder with each reel and jump that I played while getting paid to show the way of undressing music from its wooden clothes. But it was like coaxing stone to bathe in sky. He never let his flesh wallow in the blue floating round his earth. So he buried himself deeper in his own dirt. He'd think on the hurt a white man can do without second thought. He'd slur, "Nigga, someday I'm gonna kill you," and stagger home. It was there, alone, in the dark darkness of me, that I first learned the ways of pure white envy. And thank you, Mr. Haney, for teaching